All right, good morning. Good morning. This week's prophecy update is about technology. A lot of them are because that's the time of the world that we seem to be living in. Daniel said that towards the end of the age, before the coming of the Lord, there'd be a veritable explosion of knowledge. It would explode exponentially. He talks about it in Daniel chapter 12, and we are that generation. All over the world, people are moving forward, implementing technologies that allow you to conduct all of your daily business with a wave of your hand. It's of interest prophetically because it was foreseen 2,000 years ago by the Apostle John when he received the revelation of Jesus Christ. At a time when Roman soldiers were still being paid their wages in salt, John saw a world in which a mark on a person would identify them and allow them to buy and sell and conduct all business. I ran across a couple of recent applications of that kind of thing. Let me share them with you. There are a lot of them, of course. One of them is the My Magic Plus program being rolled out at Walt Disney World in Florida. It's a billion-dollar guest enhancement planning program that utilizes RFID technology in wristbands and smartphone apps. In a recent statement, Walt Disney World said, "The next phase of My Magic Plus testing is set to make the magic band, the wristband, the only form of resort ID." And what they're talking about ultimately is when you check in, you get an ID bracelet that has all of your information on it. It would be your ticket in and out of the Magic Kingdom. It would have financial information so you could buy and sell stuff. It'd be your room key. Everything you need would be right there on that bracelet. Now, here's a product we're going to love in the Central Valley. It's called the Rapid Safe. It's the first product introduced by Hornady Security. It addresses the issue of quickly accessing a firearm when you need it, yet keeping the gun secure if it's not. I think we should carry these in the bookstore. But claiming the fastest unlock times in the West, or in the industry rather, the Rapid is most quickly unlocked using one of the provided RFID transmitters, either a card or a key fob or a wristband. By the way, I have to have a separate key fob for all my key fobs. Everybody gives you, does anybody actually use the key fob? Do you do the, God bless you. I just throw mine away. But anyway, wearing the wristband is the best method. Imagine you were to wake up in the middle of the night and need your gun right away, obviously. The wristband is already on and the safe will automatically open as you reach for the pistol. So Hornady Industries, the Rapid Safe. You're going to want to get one of these. Doesn't matter what it costs. Now, NBC's Brian Williams has a regular segment that explores what the world will look like in 10 years' time. I guess they don't have any real news to report on. So anyway, in a recent report, they indicated in 10 years' time, everyone would have a microchip implanted under their skin for their medical information. They just blatantly said that. They also quote a researcher in another area who says, and I quote, "It is possible to free us completely from our wallets and keys," something I pray for on a daily basis. Are you the kind of person that hangs on to your wallet and keys, or you just lay them all over the place and then can't find them? I'll tell you why you can't find them. I move them. It annoys me to find your wallet and keys. But anyway, so you can be free from that because of the new technology. And then at a store that already features paying using your fingerprint, they quote a consumer saying, "You don't really need anything other than your hand, and you've already got that with you." And so this is the world that we're living in today. John saw it prophetically, and it's fantastic, really, if you think about it, that an aged, exiled, first century fisherman could be so accurate. Of course, we know that Jesus was revealing to him the things that would be happening in our day and age. Now, meantime, we who are saved have what the Bible calls the blessed hope. It's the return of Jesus Christ to resurrect the dead in Christ and to rapture the living believers, to rapture the church. Nothing has to happen before the rapture takes place. There's no prophetic calendar for it. It's imminent. And that's why every week I ask you the same thing. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.